Hey, Zell.
Hey, Zamer.
What's happening?
Holy shit, it's actually working.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it cool?
That is fucked up in how great that is.
And I don't even have to, like, lean into the microphone and speak directly to it like it's a deaf person.
Or like you're on old-time radio.
Yeah. Hello here, this is Sam. The Hindenburg is coming down.
Well, shit. Wish you folks at home could see this.
Oh,
I'm off the radio.
What? This is awesome.
This is awesome. So anyway. Hey, everybody. Welcome to SMBFP, that Smoke My Big Fat podcast. Once again, this is episode 9. I'm Sal Crivelli, as usual. And here with me today is Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Super deep voiced Barry White Sam.
This is Sam Chaffin.
Thanks for that. I was wondering, the other day I was thinking about this, and I was like, you know, the next time I have an episode, I'm going to ask the person that I'm talking to, what do you think of the name of it? I just kind of named it Smoke My Big Fat Podcast because it's, you know, I just replaced cock with podcast. But does the name work, do you think? Does SMBFP, like, roll off the tongue, kind of? Like, or do you think I should spend more time considering what the hell the name of the show is?
You know, I think that's a perfectly functional name, and there's really not much point in putting more thought into it.
Yeah, I felt like, because I never really plan out a podcast, I never really think of what we're going to talk about, I just kind of like go with it, and I felt like the name of the show really reflected that. You know, I just kind of like, I'll just fucking whatever, and then if people like it, they'll listen to it, and if they don't, you know, well, I'm not going to make a show for people who don't like what I have to say anyway, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, cool. Well, then there you go. To what do we owe your time off from work?
Oh, I took the day off because I am getting work done on my car.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I hate... You guys have Midas, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate Midas.
You should. Don't go there.
But, like, Midas keeps giving me these great coupons on oil changes. You know, so it's
you know
like,
why they... Like... Well, you know what they do?
What?
They get you to come in and get the oil change, and then they find 15 things to work on your car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and these people did it. Like, you know, there's no question about that. They, first I go in, and I'm like, hey, I'd like an oil change. They're like, okay, just the oil change? I'm like, yep, just the oil change. And just this oil change. And I hand them the coupon. The one for, like, $19. And they're like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, great. So they take, like, fucking 45 minutes to an hour, which is, like, retarded, because... I know that I've driven, you know, down a regular highway like Route 1 or 46, and I see just a little shop says, you know, 15 minutes, $12, or something like that. And I keep thinking to myself, God, I'm gonna use that service. And then I drove around for like 200 miles past my expiration time for my oil, looking for that very fucking sign that I used to see all the time, and of course it was gone.
Yeah.
So I went to Midas and I fucking got the oil changed, and then after that they're like, oh, we had your car, oh, and it gave you a complimentary tire rotation. So I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, do that. So they gave me the tire rotation and they were like, oh, while we had the tires off, we found that your rotors needed to be replaced and blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, yeah, rotors, whatever. Anyway, you put my tires back on, change my oil, and I'll be on my way. So
yeah.
Then today my rotors went. That was actually a month ago, so, you know, to be fair, like, it wasn't dire.
Well, what was it? Dave took his car to, like, an advance, no, not advance, some, you know, Midas-like place, or
was it like an auto parts stuff. Place, or was it like a, we do oil, like a Pep Boys or something?
It was one of those either sort of we sell tires, but we also, you know, we'll do oil changes and inspections.
Like Firestone or AutoZone.
Yeah, exactly. And they sabotaged his car.
You know, that I wish I would like to act outraged as though that were something that I never experienced in my life, but I think Midas fucked my car up once, not this time, but the time prior or two before. Yeah, like I rolled off the lot and then my check engine light came on and I'm like, what did they do to his car?
Oh my god, I don't even remember, but it's like they had pretty good evidence that someone like banged on parts of the engine with a metal object.
What?
Yeah.
That is retarded.
Like,
is retarded.
Someone attacked his car. But they couldn't, like, there wasn't any physical evidence. They couldn't pin it on him.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. So like, it's hard to be like, yo, these dudes banged in my car. It wasn't me.
But luckily, the guys I'm taking my car to, like, we've been longtime customers. They don't screw us over.
Yeah. There's a guy that my dad takes his car to who's, like, right in town, and he, you know, like, I think he's been taking my dad for a ride, but he's been doing it for so long that, like, he kind of owes us a good, like, a nice favor or two. Like, he's like, look, I've been robbing your dad blind. I'll do your oil for $20 or something like that. Like, like, so I took it to him because I'm not going to fucking take it to Midas. You know, they found the problem in the first place. I mean, yeah, and I was thinking to myself, maybe I'll go to Advance Auto Parts. I'll buy the rotors myself for $45. And then I'll take them to, like, somebody and have them put them on. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Because I told my dad, I was like, yo, dad, like, I need you to help me take the car and then pick me up and take me back to the house. Because I got to get this shit checked out. And he's like, okay. And he left me a credit card when he left. And he's like, you can just take care of that. And I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, they can just... So when I went in there, I was like, hey, you know, my rotors need to be replaced, the front ones. And the check engine light came on a couple months ago. If you could just find out what that is and just go ahead and fix it, that'd be great.
Well, ironically, the last time I took my car to these guys, the check engine light came on and I couldn't make it go off. And when I picked up the car, they're like, the check engine light came on, we can't make it go off.
Oh, shit.
But don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with the car. So I was like, all right. I don't give a shit.
All right, whatever. I don't need to get it inspected.
That light can stay on. Yeah, like that light can stay on.
I remember I had inspection coming up pretty like back the last time I had to have my car reinspected. The check engine mm-hmm. light came on like you know a day or so before I was planning on doing it. So I'm like, God damn it! And I took it to the guy, like my dad's guy, and I was like, my dad actually took it in for me. He was like, the check engine light came on. So they just turned off the fuse that makes the check engine light come on. And they were like, there you go. You should pass inspection for that.
Diggity bam.
And I'm like, I can't really refute that logic. You fucking got me.
Yeah, wow, that works really, really well. Thanks, guys.
Oh, crap. That actually is my guy. Here, hang on 1 second. I'll be right back.
All right.
Hello?
William.
This is Sal. Yeah, what's up? Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Okay, so I should come and get it?
Yep.
Okay, I will.
Okay, see you
then. Okay, see you then. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye. It's a Cracker Jack outfit they got going on over there. The car is... They call me William, because, you know...
William.
I'm like, close.
Yeah.
I mean, one generation off, but, you know, yeah.
I really can't see someone calling your dad William.
No, you know, and that's... That blows my mind. Like, I don't know anybody who because when you're called a name that's really long or that has more than, like, two or three syllables, you automatically go... You automatically, like, downgrade to the nickname or to the shortened version. Like, no one calls you Samuel. Like, the only first time you're being called Samuel is when you're getting married, when you're graduating, or when you're being confirmed. Like, you know, or if you're in real big trouble when you're, like, under 10.
Yeah.
You know, Salvatore, I don't get that shit. Like, I mean, it's a nice name, and I like it, but it's not like I want... I'm not gonna fucking ask people to call me that. And William is the same deal. Like, my mom calls my dad William, but only when she's really annoyed with him. She's like, ugh, William. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much the only time you call him William. Like, the rest of the time, his Bill. Like, even his email address is Bill Gravelli. Like, but that was, like, Adrian's ex-boyfriend, whose name was William. And she called him William. She referred to him as William. And it turns out it's actually because he's Asian and he has, like, a real Asian name that, like, was anglicized. And his parents were like, William sounds good. Like, his brother, his name is something else. There's something, like, Asian. Like, say, like, give me, like, an authentic Asian name.
Like, Chandy?
Yeah, like Chandy. Like, something with an apostrophe in it. I think they were actually born here, so it's not like they came off the boat and they fucking named them something else. But, like, they had their kids, they named them the authentic Asian name, and then they're like, and we will call Candy, or Shandy, Mark.
Like...
And his name isn't, like, and it's not short for anything.
No.
Because they just, like, they're like, well, we need him to, like, get on job interviews. So his name's Mark.
You can get a buttload of job interviews with an Asian name.
I know. You can work anywhere.
You know why? Because Asians are smart.
Exactly.
No, if you're like, oh man, a fucking Asian name, he's probably retarded.
Exactly. He's probably retarded smart. Whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, people, holy crap, it's an Asian. He can probably reprogram all our computers. It'll be great. And of course he can't. He's just a normal guy, but, you know, you get a positive stereotype.
Exactly. And you know what sucks is that, like, the only positive stereotype that you and I have is that we're white, so therefore it's like having $5 all the time.
Yeah. Being white is just means that people assume that you haven't had to work for what you got. You're
exactly.
You're just gonna have it.
But I would love to have a thing where it's like, oh, you're white, it means you have a huge dick and you can calculate numbers in your head. Like,
yes, it does. Ha ha. But that would be annoying. Like, it would still be annoying for people to assume things about you.
Which yeah, it's true.
It is, because they do anyway.
Well, like, yeah, and that's, you know, it's fun. That's like, that's across the board. That's something we can all agree on, is that everyone assumes everything about everyone. It's a very unifying feeling, I think. I saw the Wonder Woman animated movie.
Oh, yeah?
It was really cool. I was really surprised.
All right, cat. You're getting off my lap now.
That's your cat doing.
He's still a jerk.
Gee, still, it's a cat. It will only be a jerk until it becomes too lazy to be a jerk.
Well, it hasn't gotten too late.
The only time that it will stop being a jerk is when it can't come after you to be a jerk. It'll still be a jerk when, like, yeah, when you come near it. Like, hey, cat, you want me to pet you? No. Oh, okay.
No.
No, I'm a cat. Fuck you. Oh, God.
God damn, that's fucking cat.
I have a spaz as a pet. But the Wonder Woman movie, I was really fucking surprised. Like, Ares goes and wages war on, I guess, the world or whatever. But there's this cool fight that takes place between Greek gods, Amazonians, the United States military, and griffins on the White House lawn.
Holy crap.
It's a really epic bitchin' fight that I've never really seen, especially in a DC animation. And, oh, like, just to give you a taste, the Amazonians are fighting and winning against Ares' forces. So Ares uses his newfound power to resurrect the dead corpses of fallen Amazonians and then uses them to fight the Amazonians. And every Amazonian that the dead zombie Amazonians kill joins their ranks and then goes and fights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really
That's
fucking
hardcore.
Yeah, it's chief. And then it ends as a silly superhero movie.
If Zeus knew that Ares was going to lose, why didn't Zeus go to Ares and say, look, dude, first of all, don't go to the devil and ask him for help, because I don't know if you've been paying attention, he's the devil.
Right.
Yeah, no good can come of his assistance. And also, I'm Zeus, and I'm telling you, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, they yeah. kicked your ass before, and they'll do it again.
With or without your super fantastic powers.
Yeah.
But the Wonder Woman movie really worked out. I don't know how, like, a sequel would work, and I don't think they're ever gonna do one, but it was, on its own, you know, aces. Good work, guys. And, of course, with it, there came a trailer for the Green Lantern animated movie, which is voiced by, Agent Stabler from SVU.
SVU? What?
Special Victims Unit. You know, the one where they do rape cases and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy?
That guy. Yeah, like, it's... I was like, okay.
The big angry-looking dude?
Yeah, not Ice-T, who is very much the angry guy.
Right. Actually, I would say that Ice-T in that show is less angry than Stabler.
Really?
Who
well, yeah,
seems
Stabler's...
to be there really just...
Stabler gets really, like, he internalizes a lot of shit. He sees a rape case, and then he's like, that could be my wife or my kid. Fuck that. You're like, Jesus, dude.
He's like, I'm going to find that guy, and I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And it's okay, because he's a rapist.
Because he's a rapist, and no one will convict me on that. And it's funny, because that's true. What's also
well, I remember there was an episode where Stabler was accused of, like, killing a suspect.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he was running after this guy, and he hit him, and, like, the guy died, like, 30 seconds later.
Okay.
And the autopsy showed that, like, you know, this guy had it was like a burst gallbladder or appendix or pancreas or something.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, one of his internal organs popped, and they thought he had bled out. But then it turned out that the dude was an asthmatic, and died from exerting himself running away from the police rather than being punched in the gut by this cop.
Oh, good. So
yeah,
they still killed
him,
but he didn't kill them.
Yes.
That's a tough episode. You know what else sucks about this fucking Easter thing? I know it's going to be like 45 degrees. It's going to be freezing. It fucking snowed this morning.
Are you serious?
I mean, it didn't stick. It was just a couple of flurries, but like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of this fucking bullshit weather. I was supposed to play Ultimate Frisbee like 3 weeks ago, and I have not been able to because it's either been fucking cold or fucking raining.
Yeah, that sounds like how the past month has been going.
Yeah,
really.
It's really, really stupid. I'm trying to find out the 5-day forecast. Let's see what the fucking weather's gonna be like on Sunday. I bet it's like 42. Alright, here we go, Sunday. High is 50. But it'll feel like 43. Well, gee whiz, I was off by a degree.
Oh, what are you meowing about? Oh, you're trying to pull the sheets off my bed. That's what you're meowing about. That's great.
Meow, hey!
Oh, keep trying!
Check this out!
Yeah.
He wants to move the sheets so that he can take a dump directly on your mattress.
Probably.
How else will I be able to ruin your bed?
He probably wants to move the sheets so he can make a giant nest out of them.
Cats are
Which
assholes.
Is great.
Yeah, I am once again taking a look at potential pets.
Yeah?
Yeah, I checked that one, and I might be going to meet it just to see what's up. It's a puppy, as opposed to, like, a almost puppy, like the other dogs that I saw. It's named Simba, which is weird.
That's confusing.
Yes, because it's not a cat. Or a lion.
Well, what kind of a dog is?
It's like a German Shepherd mix. I don't know what the hell the other part is.
Huh.
It's
okay.
It's fluffy, but, like, big. But not really big. You know, it's because it's fluffy.
Yeah.
If and when it comes home with me, yeah, that name ain't gonna stay. It's not gonna be Simba for long. It'll be, like, Terminator or fucking Aliens or, you know, Keenan or something.
I don't know. You should get, like, a dog. Good dogs. Chow Chows are the ones with blue tongues, aren't they?
Yeah.
Those are kind of cool.
They are cool.
Border Collies seem nice.
Yeah, I want like a real dog. I want like a large dog, but not like a really, really large dog. Like a, you know.
So you want a medium-sized dog?
Yeah, like I want a German Shepherd or a Golden Retriever or something. Like
that's fair.
Yeah, like I don't want a fucking yippy dog or a, you know, something stupid.
Well, Border Collies aren't yippy. They're that they're fucking like little. It's not that little, but a not terribly large, black and white sort of dog with a long nose.
Well, I remember I had an
You're
ex-girlfriend
internet.
Who had a Border Collie. It was really annoying.
Oh.
It was like, it would... If... Like, I'd be trying to make out with her, and this dog would come over and be like, Aah! I'm like, why don't you get the fuck out of here? It would, and she thought it was the cutest thing ever. She's like, oh, he's cock-blocking you. I'm like, yes, she certainly is.
Yes.
How long? Like, you know, in retrospect, what I should have done, because I wasn't as Machiavellian or as, like, weirdly vindictive as I am today. But, like, what I should have done back then was been like, yeah, that is really cute. And then played with the dog and then gone home. And then basically do that until, you know, just to see how long she could go, how long she could keep referencing other things that didn't pertain to sex before she realized that she wasn't actually getting anything. You know, we're like, we'd be coming over and she'd be like, hey, let's not go to my house. I'd be like, oh, we're not going to your house? Yeah, let's go to, like, a park in my car. Oh, we're going to a park in your car? Why? Because I am sick and tired of you playing with my dog. I don't know if you realize this, but I haven't had sex in a month. Gee, I hadn't noticed.
Really?
Really, I had not noticed. Let's arm wrestle. But yeah, I should have done something like that. But the reality was, she would have found the sex.
Oh yeah.
Without me.
Well, also I don't think there's a 17-year-old boy who would withhold sex for the sake of humor later.
Right, or just, well, I it's funny, because it didn't even occur to me for humor. I was just like, I want to teach her a lesson.
Yeah.
A lesson about thinking that, like, cock blockage is hilarious.
Cock block itch.
I can't think of any stories that even, like, I can't even think of any stories that happened to people that I know where it just didn't work out.
I seem to recall...
Oh, the cat has a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the time when you cut. It's the time when you cut his nuts off. He's like, yeah, I have. In fact, a story to beat all your stories. One time, I just started to discover my sexual identity, and then I went to the vet, and it was gone.
The whole thing.
Everything. Anyway.
It was really weird. Sam, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
Exactly.
Oh,
but yeah, you were saying.
I heard something. That our president has decided that he needs to be able to, like, shut down the internet at a moment's notice.
What?
Which is odd.
Yeah.
And somewhat dubious as to its constitutionality.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants to be able to shut down the internet?
Yeah, well, he's claimed the executive order, I believe. Except that you can't really shut the whole internet down. But you can shut down, like, parts of it. Though I don't see how being able to do that is going to help anyone.
No, I don't understand what the point of it would be. Like, what is his hypothetical scenario in which he must shut down the internet?
I don't know.
That's the first time in a, like... ever that I've thought the president is a complete fucking idiot. Like,
it sounds to me he's just come into some really bad advice.
Yeah, who would give him that advice? That doesn't make
I'm
any
not
sense.
Certain.
That doesn't make any sense. Oh yeah, I'll just shut down the just flip the switch and now that and what is he going to do? Go on TV and be like, "No, but I have your undivided attention." Fuck you. Yeah. No, cause that's like shutting down an entire industry. Like, people need the internet to, like, live, and people use it to communicate. Some people don't even have phones because they use the internet
yeah.
as their phone.
That's
no,
weird.
That's bullshit.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really possible.
At least, I hope
that's
not.
That's like the president said, I want, at a moment's notice, to be able to shut down the entire power grid of the United States. Well, first of all, why?
Yeah, what the fuck purpose would that serve? Like, when... No, I don't understand that. No.
Well, the only thing I could assume is that, you know, if Al-Qaeda had a spam virus which was sending pictures to everyone in America of camel balls...
Yeah. Yeah, that's
like
it.
Like a gotcha from Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, no, the only...
This will show you, America!
The only scenario that I could see that would actually make it valid is from Terminator 3, when we discovered that Skynet was a computer virus transferred through the internet. That's the only reason to shut down the internet, and its origin is from a really shitty, unnecessary movie. So, there you go, Obama. Your only hypothetical scenario for the legitimization of your really bad plan is from a really bad movie. Good job.
Though, on the other hand, if terrorists switched from bombing people to doing internet pranks,
yeah.
I would have a lot more respect for them.
Yeah, totally.
Because that
so.
Would be
yeah,
such a new take on nonviolent protest.
Yeah. Because it's very much an affront on what they consider to be a decadent lifestyle. You know, they're like, oh, you like going on the internet and checking out porn and, like, sending each other free movies? Well, here's some camel balls, as you so succinctly put it.
Well, here's a free movie of a pair of the twins.
Whose twins are those? Mine.
They're Osama bin Laden's twins.
Exactly. Oh, my God!
It's horrible! And now, like... the screensaver of them swinging back and forth like some horrible pendulum is going to be the screensaver at every elementary school computer in America.
See, there you go. That's you just gave Al-Qaeda their new marching orders. Good job.
Yeah.
Obama will use you as his example. See, this is what will happen if you don't give me the executive order to just hit the button on the internet.
Little boys and girls will be seeing pictures of terrorist pee-pees. All across America. And we can't tolerate.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's going on in my life. that is particularly interesting to talk about, but they're flat out is not. I finished up my teacher observation thing, and so I have to write logs about that. Otherwise, you know, I'm just sitting around.
I just thought of logs as being turds. I'm like, you have to write turds about it?
Yes, very good. Thank you. you jackass.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah, there's nothing going on with me either than, you know, other than that I definitely don't want to be a claims manager anymore.
Oh, you don't say.
I got a couple schools I need to check out their PhD program stuff.
Oh, like you're looking to get more education?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd like to go for the PhD.
Oh.
The big D, some people call it.
Nobody calls it that.
I do. This is like another master fucker.
Exactly.
Talk about getting the big D.
Like the big D. Like what?
The big D? What is that?
Dysentery?
No.
No, my doctorate.
Dissection?
Nobody calls it that. One guy did.
One guy did. Oh yeah, who's that? Me.
Me.
You're an idiot.
Sam Chafin. Me.
We really need to figure out what scene, like, Garth, I feel kind of invincible.
I gotta tell you, I'm not scared at all. I feel kind of invincible. What the hell? The commentary for Big Trouble in Little China is so funny because they basically just laugh and laugh. They're just basically like, no one understood this movie when it came out, and they're like, and that was exemplified by this, by like the one of the producers seeing the final cut of the movie and being like, you know, I don't think this Jack Burton is very heroic at all. He doesn't really do anything in this movie. They're like, yeah, that's the whole point.
That's awesome. Hey, I don't think this Jack Burton's very heroic at all.
Like,
oh, shit.
I wish that I had that thought like while I was watching the movie. Like, for the first time, just being like,
I had shared it with other people.
Yeah, like, hey, Sam.
Like, when we were watching it. Hey, Sam, I don't think this Jack Burton guy's very heroic at all.
Exactly. And it came out in, like, 84 or 86 or something. I think that they were talking about how people were, like, financial backers of the film were expecting it to be kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark. And they were like,
boy, were they surprised.
Yeah, they were disappointed by its phenomenal flop.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually, while I was sitting around, like, with my laptop, like, I was just like, hey, I wonder if there's any action figures of Big Trouble in Little China, or if they're working on any. And I found it. It was just like, you know, Big Trouble in Little China action figures! And it was just talking about the upcoming potential action figures and how, like, they're coming out and it's gonna be pretty great. And that was from, like, 2002. And then, like, and it showed these prototype sculpts. And I went to Amazon.com, because that was another link, and they were selling Lightning. Like, Lightning, the, like, Raiden bad guy character.
Yeah.
His action figure was available for sale on Amazon for $50, but the rest of them were completely unavailable. They made, like, one run, and then that was it. And so,
wow.
Like, I might be able to find a Jack Burton figure from, like, a hardcore Spazoid collectible for, like, $300 or some retarded amount. So that's never gonna happen. So I just... It's funny, I immediately went from being like, oh, that'd be cool to have a Jack Burton figure, to, I don't really need a Jack Burton figure.
I don't really need a Jack Burton. Speaking of action figures, Jason was telling me that the thing that really seemed to not fit for him in the Watchmen movie...
Yeah?
...was when Night Owl was looking at the little Night Owl action figure at, Ozymandias's office.
Yeah.
He said the action figures were way too nice for the mid-80s.
Yeah, they were.
Which is true, because action figures in the mid-80s, first of all, didn't look like anyone.
No.
And 2 points of articulation.
Yeah, in the mid-80s, you could have had, like the Superpowers line from Kenner, like the really cool DC figures, or you could have the Secret War, like Marvel did a Secret Wars figure line, and those had less articulation on them than any other ones. They were just made of plastic, and they moved their arms. That was it.
Uh-huh.
And they were smaller than all the other ones. But yeah, that's funny. I didn't even think about that.
Star Wars action figures had at most four.
Yeah.
Well, I guess five if you being able to turn the head.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
No, you could not turn the head in the
but
Secret
also,
Wars figures.
So being able to move someone's leg like straight out.
They could sit down like a spaz.
Yeah. Like you look like some kind of fucking weirdo.
Okay, I'm looking on Amazon.com. I found a Big Trouble in Little China Low Pan action figure, which I can buy.
Really?
For $150.
$150?
Yep.
Who would want it?
Clearly nobody. There's only one available, of course. Let's see who's selling it. Teresa M. Wagner, who has a 99% positive user rating. Oh, see, that's how they get you. It's $150 with $8.49 shipping and handling.
Oh my god, $8.49.
Fuck that. Never mind. I was gonna get it, but
email her. Look, I cannot handle this shipping and handling.
The shipping right, and handling. You know what's funny? She would totally be like, "I'll work it out. Don't worry." And I'd be like, "Yeah, don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. I'm just fucking me.
Because I'm not buying that shit. I'll tell you what. I'll give you $10.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, be like, you'd be the guy from Life of Brian who at the end, like, when the guards come and ask everyone who's Brian, he's like, yeah, I'm Brian. And then they take him down and he's like, what are you doing? Like, I'm not really Brian. I was just fucking with you.
Apparently they also made a Big Trouble in Little China Commodore 64 game.
Oh boy. I'm sure it's great.
No.
No? It's not?
You can play.
How would that be?
You can play three characters: Jack, Wang, and Egg Shen.
Oh, I would be Egg Shen all the time.
Oh man, you can download a ROM for it.
You're thinking about it, aren't you?
No. I'm looking at the screenshots. It looks as good as Peasant's Quest.
Oh man, Peasant's Quest.
Except Peasant's Quest is self-referential and clever.
Well, yeah.
Well, like, apparently, when they used to make games for the Commodore 64 and the Atari that were based off of movies, they would have to put out the game before the movie came out. Like, they have to make the game before they even had access. So, like, maybe they would have the script, but mostly they did not, because the video game industry was fucking bullshit back then.
Well, yeah.
And
I was like, okay, you want to make a video game? Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's
here's the name of the movie.
And it's apparently why E.T. makes no sense as an Atari game.
That's awesome.
Because I played the E.T. game when the Atari was a system to own for its graphics and, like, gameplay ability, not for its kitsch and, like, camp value. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, like, you walked around as E.T. and you collected pieces of your ship, and when you got them all, you died. Like, you flew away. It sucked. A lot.
It sucked.
It's really, really stupid. But this Jack Burton game looks really stupid, too.
Of course it does. Oh, boy, I could pay my credit card bill online. I can't wait.
Would you get an invitation to do that by the internet?
Yeah. Yeah, from the internet.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Sam.
This is the internet. Don't let Obama bring me down.
What?
Oh, you didn't see this article? Boop.
What the hell?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, my roommate's girlfriend watches Heroes on television.
Uh-huh.
And that's a fucking worthless show.
I don't even watch it, but I as I understand it, it is in fact a very worthless show.
Well, Jason really liked the first season and I saw, like, you know, the pilot and I thought it was stupid. But he got into it, and then in the second season, it was apparently so bad that he was bothered by it.
Well, as I understand, like, well,
you're not watching it.
There was some, what was it? There was a website that did, you know, that renamed shows based on, like, how they are, and one of them, like, Heroes' renamed title was we really didn't expect it to be renewed for a second season. I'm not the least bit surprised by that.
No, not really. Apparently it's gotten better for the third season, but you wouldn't hear me say it, because everything I've seen just looks kind of stupid.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in it at all. I'm really impressed with this Skype quality. It really worked out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember one time long ago they were talking about it on the radio, and the guy for the radio was like, this is something that, you know, like I noticed because I'm in broadcasting, but the sound quality for the internet phone is actually much, much better than a normal phone. And they were talking about how the normal phone system is actually set up to minimize quality.
Really?
Because it was made from so long ago, and, you know, for a bunch of... But, yeah.
That's really cool. I think the rates are pretty good. I don't pay for it, because I'm not, you know, I'm not going to use it for a regular phone. I have a cell phone, but, like, I hear that I actually sell a, like, an actual device that is a Skype phone. I don't know, though.
Oh, yeah, I think they do. I can hear myself echoing in your computer.
I can hear the same from you as well.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that's all about, but... There is a slight delay.
Well, yeah, it's the internet.
Yeah, and it's got to go through those tubes.
Oh, yeah, the tubes.
The internet tubes, yeah.
Oh, do I forget about those?
Well, no. And Obama wants to, like, you know, drag them all out of the ground and point them up at the sun and just say, fuck.
Well, he wants to be able to shut off the tubes.
He wants to shut off the tubes.
To block the tubes.
He wants to block the tubes. How do you do that? Explain to me.
Well, yeah, there's, like, these big doors.
Uh-huh. Where?
And there's a wheel up top over the internet. You know, like one of those, like a water hydrant wheel that you would see in a movie. And you need a guy to kind of horse stance over them and, like, turn really hard. And then that will, you know, after a couple turns, that'll close the giant bulkhead doors on the tubes.
To the internet.
To the internet, yes.
What do you do about Europe?
What do you mean?
Well,
Europe doesn't have the internet. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Oh.
Excuse me. Well, I'm going to pick up my car then.
Okay, right.
I got to do that, because I was just thinking, I'm like, I wonder when my car is going to be ready. And then I was like, wait a minute. Didn't I get a call about that like 10 fucking minutes ago? Or 20 minutes ago?
Actually, you got a call about that, I think, like half an hour ago.
Oh, well.
If the call duration thing on Skype is working properly.
Oh, shit, you're right, yeah. Well, then I'm going to get out of here.
Okay, dude.
All right, so you want to do the closing now.
Okay.
The closing would be... Oh, well, that was a hilarious anecdote, Sam. Oh my. Well, I guess that's all the time we have for today on SMBFP. Thank you once again, everybody. I'm Sal Gravelli, and of course, as always, I got Sam Chafin with me. How's it going, man?
Goodbye, everybody.
Good episode, sir. Good episode. You have any closing remarks for us?
I just want to tell all the people out there in internet land that I love you.
You hear that? Sam loves you. Stay out of the tubes, ladies and gentlemen. Peace. Play nice in the tubes, or Mr. Obama will fucking shut you down.
Or he'll start turning the wheels.
He'll call the gigantic man in the unitard, and he'll go down there and he'll start. He'll grease the wheels. Oh, well, it's time for me to turn on the electronic internet of foam machine. Whatever the hell. You know, I'm gonna have to look this up and actually find an article about this. Where you're just like, fuck Obama for that. And like, where'd you hear this from?
I heard it from Dave. Okay. So it's probably on shit. I don't remember.
Well, maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I won't.
Maybe I'll check it out.
We're good fact checkers over here.
We are. We have quite the department.
Exactly. Like, I hear something, and then I'm just like, fuck that. I'll just make random comments about it.
I'll make comments on something about which neither of us really know anything.
Exactly. I have no problem speaking on...
sweeping comments.
Like, sweeping generalized comments, make complete blanket statements over subjects that I am 100% ignorant of.
That could be like the subtitle, like the sort of prompt for the section on SMBFC for the podcast.
Right, we're ignorant.
Like to like hear me broad sweeping comments on subjects I'm 100% ignorant about.
That should be the fucking, if not for us, I could probably sell that idea to Fox News.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me, and hopefully I'll find, I want to write an article, maybe, on editorial.
Oh?
About retards.
About what?
Retards.
Oh, about, yeah.
Or really about the terminology of retards.
Okay.
And retardation.
Well, you've been approved, sir.
Awesome.
Do it to it. Let me know what you... Yeah. And I'll be sure to give you all the credit. I will not keep any of that praise or ink to myself. It'll all be Sam Javen. Not me.
Please send all angry letters and hate mail to Sam Javen.
We didn't even publish the article. Sam hijacked the site, put it up there, and I have no control over it. Password protected it right below.
And I can't take it down. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but maybe he's using some kind of mind control. I can certainly divert your hate to him.
Before you go, I have to share this with you.
Okay.
There is someone patrolling the streets of Richmond who is known as the Dog Do Vigilante. Because wherever there is a dog turd left by someone, the next day there will be a little yellow flag with the words inscribed upon it, "Some asshole left me here."
That is incredible.
Placed
how long has this been going
on? I don't know how long it's been going on. Maybe just a couple months.
How many fucking flags does this guy have?
Apparently a lot.
That's amazing. This person, like
and
Bruce Wayne,
there's actually a debate as to whether the message on the flags is literal or if it is a reference to the owner of the animal.
I have a feeling it's probably a dual meaning, sir. I'm sure that the Dog Do Vigilante, wherever he may be, and God bless him, mulled over the idea night and day. How am I going to send my message to insult the dog owner, yet make reference to the origin point of the excrement? Of course. And then one day, like Bruce Wayne sitting in his study and a bat flying through the window, maybe he was sitting in his study and someone rang the doorbell, and he went outside and saw this flaming bag, and not thinking, only thinking about the fire, he stamped it out, only to realize there was excrement inside the bag. And he thought to himself, some asshole left this here. And then he realized, I have a purpose.
And then he shouted, thank you!
Exactly. And the 12-year-old who did it just turned and questioned. What the hell was that?
That wasn't very funny.
That wasn't the reaction I was hoping for.
That's bizarre.
I am going to have to check that. You've just given me two pieces of homework to do. I'm going to look up the Dog Do Vigilante, and I'm also going to try and figure out if Obama is in fact going to shut the pipes. And then we'll do a follow-up. If I
oh
could,
boy.
Wouldn't it be great? I could get the Dog Do Vigilante on here. Like, here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
That would be awesome.
I would come up with a whole crap ton of questions, lol. All right, well, thanks a lot for coming on, and thanks a lot for chatting with me.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm glad the mic's working. We'll be able to do this again.
Fucking A, man.
And don't forget to email us, you crazy sheep fuckers, over at contact@smbfc.net. That's SMBFC, smoke my big fat cock, .net. contact@smbfc.net.
And kids, remember to get your parents' permission before you email anyone on the internet.
Of course, because otherwise, who knows? All
right,
man.
I just love the idea addressing the children right after you said, like, cock.
Yes, of course.
Play. Oh, and sheep.
Exactly. Oh, and kids, remember to use your parents' permission before coming on to this episode or any other episode or to go to our website. Or, if you have the feeling that your parents will not let you go here anymore, please disregard that message.
Please disregard that message and go anyway.
Exactly. Only tell them if you think they'll also listen.
Yes. And won't get angry.
Right, right.
And let me tell you, if you're a kid and those are your parents, wow.
Yeah, that sucks.
Wow.
Because I know how that is, man. Like, I knew a bunch of kids back in the day. Yeah, their parents would have, like, listened to the episode and taken notes and then contacted, like, the site master and,
So they would contact you?
They would, if,
like,
you know,
I listen to your podcast, and, I have some notes.
Yeah, exactly.
For you, sir.
I wish they would do that. Ugh.
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, really? Turning on the recording machine.
Exactly.
Please.
Do tell. We will discuss this, and then I will embarrass you on the tubes. I'm going to call it the internet the tubes from now on.
The tubes?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to jump on the tubes.
I'm going to jump on the tubes and look up some pictures of some high fives.
Exactly. I'd forgotten about that that moniker for something else. What was it, blowjobs?
Yes. It was, yes.
Yeah, I really wish that she would just give me a high five. That way you can talk about BJ's bubble.
She refused. She refused to give me a high five.
Flat out refused.
Won't do it. Won't
you were denied.
And I would give a high five to her.
Ah, oh, and she wouldn't.
Will
she,
not.
She left you hanging.
Yeah. How'd you have done?
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Later.
All right, bye.